Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, February 20th, 2016, and we are coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green. My co-host is Alfred Edmond Jr., and I am going to go ahead and bring him in so that we can get started. Come on in and tell the people hello, Alfred.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. Welcome to Grown Zone Radio. We got a great show for you. It's going to give you a lot of work to do, and we're eager to get started. But I just want to say two quick things. Once again, for some reason, pretty much since the Christmas holidays, and I guess now because of the Valentine's Day holidays, interest and discussion has been heating up around our book, Loving in the Grown Zone. I'll say no more about that. Just go to, you can get it on Amazon, any major bookseller. We just got an inquiry from South Africa because people are trying to buy the book there, and we had to direct them to where they can get it. But go to lovinginthegrownzone.com or any major bookseller, and you can get Loving in the Grown Zone.
Yeah.
The other thing, and we're going to be talking more about it probably in the next couple of weeks, but look for my baby, Zara Green, who will be featured on Women of Power Television, a TV show, nationally syndicated TV show, hosted by Caroline Clark, my friend and sister at Black Enterprise. She was interviewed in studio last week, I guess that was, babe?
Yes, it was.
And look for a segment called Power Forward, and they're featuring my baby, Zara Green, looking all good.
I had no idea you were about to do that. You just never know what's coming, I tell you.
Yeah, but you don't want to miss it. And if you follow us on Twitter, and if you're on our mailing list, if you're in the private Facebook group, if you've already signed up for 21 Days of Personal Growth, you'll learn more about that during the show. You'll get the word, but we just want to – I'm excited, so I wanted to let you guys know.
Yes, yes. All right, thank you, babe. Have no idea what he's about to say sometimes. All right. So, this week, y'all, Valentine's Day, has anybody out there other than us have breakups around Valentine's Day? Because that really exposes a lot of the activity that was happening long before
yes.
the day.
Yes.
But but there's some stuff that happens around it. So Valentine's Day is a huge either breakup day or the beginning of the breakdown of relationships.
Oh yes, yes.
Because it exposes. It's not that Valentine's Day is the problem. It just amplifies or exposes some of the stuff that's been going on all along.
All along. Absolutely.
So what we want to talk to you about today is we're taking that opportunity to really focus on when relationships end, how you live effectively in your single life, how to be single smart, because there is a way. Most people, when they get out of a relationship, are running so hard and so fast from feeling the emotions of the breakup that they end up doing some things that are just not healthy. So in this edition of Grown Zone Radio, you'll learn why single life is about more than just killing time between relationships and searching for someone new to love, but taking the following steps to learn, grow, and love yourself. One is to reflect. Two is to release. And three is to recommit to intentionally cultivating your most important relationship, and that is the relationship with self. So we're going to dig into all of these things so that you can learn why the real work of healthy relationships happens between relationships. Yes, that's not the time to move into something else quickly. That's the time to really do all of those R's we just told you about, because that's what's going to get you in a better position to make some better decisions and have some more successful relationships.
Because here's the truth. If you're not smart and self-loving in single life, you will be stupid and non-self-loving in every relationship you enter into.
Come on, and stupid, listen now, don't get offended by that. Stupid just means you doing some stuff that's just not smart.
That's unhealthy for you. So you're right, baby, not stupid. Let's call it unhealthy. I just said smart because you said single smart, so I said,
well, if you're not single smart, you're probably single stupid.
Exactly. So the point is you're not going to get something different or better in relationships than you provide for yourself in single life.
Yes.
You know, as we say all the time in the Grown Zone, your happiness, your passion is not out there with someone else, and you're sitting around waiting for someone to bring it to you.
Never.
It is within you. It's what you establish for yourself, and then others can either only enhance or diminish it. So the question that we ask with this show, the relationship is over, whether it just happened,
mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
whether it never happened, maybe you've been single for an extended period of time, and they had Singles Awareness Day the day after Valentine's Day. Whatever your single life is, whether it's only a day long, an hour long, or it's been months or years long, the question is, what are you supposed to be doing there in this period?
Yes.
And we're here to tell you it's not just to kill time. It's not just to kind of wait around and put your life on hold and wait for something or somebody to happen or to get a glance across the room or an introduction from a friend or whatever, all those things you're waiting to happen that's going to bring so-called magic into your life. You're the magic of your life.
Because here's what happens when people are doing that. Because we get people who say all the time to us, I'm just starting to believe it's never going to happen. I mean, I've been waiting for so long, and I'm really tired of being single, and I'm really ready to have somebody in my life, and I'm bored, and you know,
I'm waiting for God to send me somebody.
Yeah, yes, and I'm and,
like God's a dating service.
I understand. I'm waiting for God, and if you are content in that waiting, then that's one thing. But if you are, if I'm waiting on God is really, well, the only thing I'm doing is going to church and coming back home. So you're giving way to loneliness that comes sometimes when you are single.
Which leads to desperation.
And when that loneliness comes, then you'll start to think that anybody who's in the church is sent by God, because now you guys at least are starting from that similar place. So we want to talk to you about the things that you absolutely ought to be doing between relationships, because that's where the real growth comes.
Yeah, let me just want to say one thing, baby, if you don't mind, about this whole waiting on God thing. And those who know me know that I'm a very, you know, I'm a publicly avowed Christian. But God is not waiting up to send a person to you per se. We do a post at grownzone.com called about the soulmate myth. All right. You won't even recognize who's right for you if you don't follow criterion.
Mm-hmm.
Religion is an attractor. It's not a sustainer in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say you're waiting, Zara's perfectly right. It's okay to say you're waiting for God to send the right one, but it's not about looking for a particular person. It's about recognizing the criterion of healthy, loving, sustainable relationships and who is equipped to provide that to a relationship. So that's what you're looking for. You're not looking for a particular person, a person who's got who can quote scripture, or they go to church every Sunday and they sing in the choir, or they're a pastor, or all of those other very nice attributes.
Absolutely.
But they're not going to sustain a relationship.
No, they're not.
And you need to be looking for the right criterion. And more importantly, to the point of this show, you need to be prepared yourself with those criteria.
Because here is something that most people completely overlook when it comes to successful, sustainable relationships. We talk all the time first about honor, esteem, and respect. It's so, so very important. But in order to really have relationships of honor, esteem, and respect, there are so many steps that go into that. There are so many things that you as an individual have to do and have to become in order to, first of all, establish that for yourself, and so that you won't have anybody in your space who does not honor, esteem, and respect you. But then you have to yourself have gone through some personal growth processes to where you can honor, esteem, and respect somebody else even when you don't necessarily agree with who they are or how they operate.
Yes, yes.
Okay, now that was a mouthful, and I'm going to give you a moment on that because you need to get that. So you're just having the same, just having similar attractors is not enough.
Well, we're talking about if you don't do the work that we're going to talk about, what you need to do between relationships, the now what that we're going to be focusing on today, what you're going to do is you're going to end up repeating the same relationship over and over and over again, whether it's with the same person, those of you who circle back to the same piece, you know, one or two people, or it's different people, but you're having the exact same experience.
Come on.
And I live that. So I'm just not pointing fingers. This is me looking in the mirror of my past. I lived that. I repeated the same relationship cycle from age, I would say, 16 to 45.
Well, and listen, I Alfred is much more public about the Christian thing than I am because the reality is I don't profess it. I pause for a moment so some of y'all can either faint or hang up because I don't profess it. I did for a long period of my life. I'm a certified Christian minister. I'm certified counselor in Christian ministries. I went through a two-year program for it, but that's not an attractor for us. In fact, when I first found that out about him, it was one of the things that I thought, it ain't no way I'm about to be able to be with this dude. So for my first two husbands, those were the attractors. Oh, they are born again. Well, y'all, it's got to be more than that.
Absolutely.
That's not enough, okay? All right, baby, let's go through the points that we have.
So your relationship is over. Now what? First, it's time to reflect. You need to be thinking about four major things. One, you need to review your choices from beginning to end, how you chose this person, why you allowed this person into your life, if you surrendered your body, your money, your home, or your heart, what were the circumstances, what was your reasonings for doing those things? You need to review your choices, not with the idea of being able to say whose fault it was or how messed up the other person was and why you had to dump them or why they dumped you. No, not from that, but for you to review every choice you made. And leading up to where you are today. Then you got to look at the emotions that drove those choices. What we teach in the Grown Zone is that your choices are the fruit of your emotions. That your choices and habits are the fruit of your emotions. Everything you do, there was an emotional driver behind why you thought that was the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
The best thing to do at that time.
And you got to be honest about that, y'all.
Yep.
Because those emotions are exactly the things that those around you in society don't point out. They don't talk about them. And because you think you're the only one who's having them. You think you're the only one who's feeling the anxiety around those things. You think you're the only one who's attaching to situations, circumstances, and people because of those fears that's driving those emotions. You have to get real with you and strip all that crap down because you keep doing the same stuff.
And you got to do it to protect yourself because your lack of emotional awareness is exactly what makes you what we call in the Grown Zone fool-quittable, vulnerable to deception and manipulation.
Yes.
So you need to get serious, you need to get quiet and deal with what were the emotions that drove your choices. Then the third thing in the reflection part is your beliefs, because you believe certain things, and your beliefs are the seeds of your emotions. Your emotions spring from your beliefs, and then your choices and habits are the fruit that they bear.
Yeah.
And as my baby says, beliefs can only do two things.
Serve or sabotage.
Yes.
That's all. Your belief system. And many of you have the belief systems that you have because of your life experience. And you have to be grown enough to challenge those beliefs. If you don't challenge those beliefs, then you'll keep – and you feel like you've been running in ditches where relationships are concerned, that's not going to change because you won't challenge those beliefs. And those beliefs were serving you at some point,
Yes.
But they are no longer. You've got to courage up, put on your big girl, big boy panties, or drawers, or boxers, and say, I am going to look at this stuff so that I can start making some better decisions for myself and the people in my world.
And then finally, in reflection, is patterns. Is patterns. You need to compare what you're starting to see from your choices, your emotions, and beliefs in this relationship that you got out of to all of your past relationships.
In fact, those are your indicators, y'all. That's where you start.
Big time indicators.
Because you would need a coach. You'd need one of us to help you drill down on your choices, emotions, and beliefs. I'm just going to tell you the truth. But you can recognize your own patterns. That's your start. Start to look at your patterns with your choices, your emotions, and your beliefs. How and even though you may not be able to connect the dots right away, you've got to start. Okay? So
let me say this about this whole reflect. This whole, I mean, not just reflect, but the other two stages we're going to talk about as well. This is not a quick process.
Come on.
You ain't going to be able to get through this effectively if you're ready to do what one of your friends said, the best way to get over somebody is get under somebody else.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Or circling back for rebound sex with your ex. You need
okay,
to.
Okay, let me give y'all something. Give you a nugget. Listen to me. For those of you who have allowed your ego to tell you that that person keeps coming back to you because there's something about you
because
that is so much better
really
than everybody else, and you got some kind of elixir, and yours is trimmed with gold, and there's something magical. Listen to me. Hear me. Come close, because I want you to hear me the very next time he circles back or she circles back. Hear me. The default is never chosen.
The default is never chosen.
They keep defaulting back to you because nobody else is available, damn it, because the better that they know is out there for them, because you are not the better for them. You are only the default. And the longer you are the default, you've allowed your ego to tell you, we've been doing this for 9 years, we've been doing this 11 years, we've been doing this 20 years, and you still haven't been chosen. You've only been the default. All right, baby, come on.
So, reflection.
I know
first,
some of y'all like
when
that.
When you say, what am I supposed to be doing now that the relationship is over? It's reflection. That's the first thing. Now, baby, are you ready to move on to the next thing?
Hey, we're more than halfway through the show. We're going to have to start hitting a little quicker.
Okay, well, let's go to release.
Okay.
And this is going to be very quick.
Okay.
What is releasing? Releasing, again, is not blaming, is not playing the victim or claiming victimhood for yourself or the other person, but it's about forgiveness, passion, and acceptance. We tell you in the Grown Zone all the time, the thing your past self needs most from you,
mm-hmm.
not from your former partner,
mm-hmm.
not from your ex,
come on,
but from you, is forgiveness, which is about release,
mm-hmm.
compassion, which is about being tender with yourself, and being tender with yourself, again, is not getting up under somebody else.
Come on.
And acceptance, to accept what my baby says, what is, to say whatever is ought to be, so that you can get to position, the position and the point of release is to get the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use a metaphor for getting the lesson that came up because we were watching the show. There's a new show on OWN TV called It's Not You, It's Men.
That Latae Davis is.
Yeah,
when we don't even know it's all Latae, it's like, Rob, come!
And so we're watching the show. It's now part of the official Grown Zone watch list. And one of the things that came up in a recent show was that, one of the roles of a good man is to help you unpack your baggage.
Lord have mercy. Help me.
And we screamed via Twitter. It is your job to unpack your baggage before your next relationship.
Come on.
Whether you're male or female.
And here's what you all need to know. If you believe that somebody just came to help you unpack their baggage, that just means they got a whole lot more baggage than you. Because the only thing you're going to, the only time, if your baggage is not unpacked, you are not going to attract unto yourself that which you are not. So you got somebody coming to you who got as much crap going on as you do. The only way you're going to get a track better is if you have yourself unpacked your own baggage from the last, that ex. Otherwise, you will inevitably bring your ex crap to your next, okay?
And you do not want to take on the responsibility or the burden of unpacking another person's baggage in a new relationship. That is way more work than you think it is.
Oh, Lord.
No, what you want to do is unpackage all your own baggage, which means you got all the lessons out of your situation, and then you only want to engage with people who have already unpacked all their own baggage.
Come on.
If you still got baggage to unpack, you are not ready for your next relationship.
No, you're not.
You got more work to do in your single life. So with all due respect to it's not you, it's men, your goal is not to look for somebody to help you unpack your baggage. You've grown. Grown people unpack their own baggage because they're responsible for their own life and their own experiences.
That is your responsibility. Yours. And when you unpack your own, and the smarter you get about this personal growth thing, that's why personal growth has to be intentional. When you learn exactly more about how the world works and more about your place in the world and how it is a partnership, and you are operating in cooperation with the world, you're taking on more and more responsibility for yourself, you ain't going to take nobody else's crap on. Trust and believe. Alfred does not take on my stuff. I don't take on his stuff. He's got his own crap. He's got his own stuff he got to deal with. And when I say crap, I don't mean nothing that is that he has brought from anything else. No. I mean, we each have our own life to live and our own decisions to make, and our responsibility is to make our next decision better. And I love that because it's always within reach. That we can always do. And so because he's decided to make his next decision better long before I came, and I decided to make my next decisions better long before he came, then we attracted each other at the same vibration because that's how it works.
And in a healthy relationship, partners don't make their baggage their partner's burden.
Come on, baby.
My partner is not a beast of burden. I am not her beast of burden.
Hmm.
So my job is to unpack my baggage, or your job now, is to unpack your baggage as much as you can before your next relationship.
Yeah.
And then when you get into that relationship, when you discover new baggage, you take on your new baggage. It ain't your partner's job to take that on.
Mm-mm.
Because they're trying to work out their baggage too. If you're aligned in a healthy relationship,
not my responsibility to go back and figure out why he, whatever might not be good in our relationship. Because the reality is, y'all, our shit is tight. Our relationship is tight because he handles his and I handle mine. And when something's going on with either one of us that we know can impact the other,
yes,
that's all the more reason we got to get that straight. Because we don't have the right to impose or to dump our crap on each other. Now, that's why you have to understand who you got and know that that person's, whatever their stuff is, that they manage it. They manage it so that it does not leak over on me. Come on, baby. I see you're trying to come in.
Well, I just want to make this point before we go into the song break, because what you just said really dives into that. You hear people talk about, oh, relationships are hard. Oh, relationships are hard work. Marriage is hard work. It takes hard work to keep a relationship going. It's hard. It's not supposed to be all that hard. If your relationship is hard work, it means you didn't do the work you were supposed to do
come
in single
on.
Life before you got into that relationship. That's when relationships is hard work. Because you ain't do the work you were supposed to do in your single life.
Come on, baby. That's it.
So all there is to be hard work?
No, it's not.
We're not heaving and hoeing and, oh, how are we going to get through this, baby? We're going to get through this. No, that's not what, I don't know what y'all got. That ain't what we got.
No, that's not what we got.
But we did the work before we got to this point.
That's right.
That's what your single life is for.
That's right. That's it. Okay, so we got to go to a break. And in your single life, y'all, the best way we know how to tell you how to do this is to actually allow somebody else. And her name is Jill Scott. Ms. Jill Scott with one is the magic number. We'll be right back. It's a quick song. Stay tuned.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende? If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me? La, 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 la. And if I add 5 to get 9 minus 8, that just leaves me.
Me, 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 me.
So many times satisfying my pride through somebody else's eyes.
La, 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 la.
Then I looked inside and found my own blood. I found the last in love for me. If I am searching for my spirituality, passionately, I must begin with me.
And release. You're recommitting, one, to self-love, to understanding that your most important relationship is not the one that just ended or the ones to come, but your relationship with yourself. But two, that you got to commit to the work of cultivation. Self-love is not just a feeling or a statement. It's what you do. It's a process. As Zara always says, this is important to unlearn as it is to learn.
Something every single
day. Every single day. And by signing up for 21 days of Grown Zone Intentional Personal Growth at GrownAdvice.com, we're going to give you some work to do.
Absolutely. And that's what this is about, y'all. And that won't cost you anything. Just go to GrownAdvice.com, sign up for it, and pay attention to your inbox every day. And really do when you read the welcome so you can know what to do with all this information that's coming, because it's a ton of damn information. It's all of our years put in 21 days to at least give you a foundation of what it means to love self, and so that you can have success, not just in your career, but in your life,
yes,
in your relationships.
Yes.
Because here's the bottom line. I don't care how successful you are in your career, without intentional personal growth, eventually it's going to all crumble.
Yes.
Because that is how it works. Everything is standing on how much you know about self, how much you know how to effectively operate in this world, and how flexible you are with life and change. And you got to get you got to learn some stuff in order to be resilient enough to transform through life's challenges as they're coming. All right, we already go over time, baby. We got to step up out of this joint. But listen, y'all, we come in here and we do what we do because we love y'all.
Yes.
GrownAdvice.com, go get in there.
Yes.
And we want for you, between relationships, not to feel any less than, because the relationships have come to teach you something. If when you go into everybody you meet, you know that they're not likely to be relationship material, you'll stop treating everybody you meet as if they were
exactly.
relationship material.
Exactly.
So, all right, hell, we over time. I don't know if y'all can even hear us anymore. We love y'all. Until next time, doggone it.
Live and love
in the grown zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now, looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody. I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached the fork in the road of my life. And ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be. To be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making